Hi, everyone. This is Rem Jackson, and this is session number 5 of the Goal Setting and Business Development Workshop, all in preparation to be ready at the Top Practices Summit in October on 7-8-Night and Planet Hollywood. And so now we should be at the point where we have a vision, and then we should have goals that are designed to get us this vision, focusing on what we truly want, not what we think we should be doing, so we can get what we truly want. Remember, these are based now on what you value and what you truly desire and want, and they're prioritized now by the most important things that you should do, not just what you could do. So now it's time to create an action plan to get those goals completed. Now, and next time that we get together, we're going to take these action plans and we're going to work on putting them into 12-week plans so they can get done over the 12-week period. But for now, what we need are the action plans and understanding this particular tool, because that's how we get these goals. That's how we achieve this stuff. I have to tell you, I use these a lot in Top Practices. And you can go into, right along session number 5 is the document that has a sample action plan in it and then a blank action plan that you can use. When it's all boiled down to it, an action plan is a list. It's just a well-structured, prioritized list that talks about the task, the subtasks, when it has to be done by, and who's the one responsible to do it. You know, there's an old story, and I don't know who, you know, really where this was. This is all the way back inside, I believe, the Melville Corporation, where they brought in a consultant that was designed to help them. They were just having trouble getting things done. And they said, you know, we need some help with this. And so he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you the tool that you need to do this. After you've done all the investigation and work, everything, I'll tell you what to do, and then you just pay me what you think it's worth. And he gave them the action plan. Very simple instruction, said, if you use this, it'll change your business. Well, then, you know, at the time, you know, they gave it a shot, and then it came time to send this gentleman his payment. And famously, the president of the company sent him $1 million and apologized that that was, you know, such a low sum, because this thing was worth far more than $1 million. And, of course, $1 million back in those days was, I don't know how much now, a lot. So whether that's an apocryphal story or not doesn't matter. It's a good story, and it really, really explains the power of this tool. You know, when I worked in corporate life, I used these constantly and routinely and regularly, had excellent results with, you know, large groups of people, massive budgets, all kinds of issues, because we use this simple tool. So at Top Practices, I've got a number of these. I have one that, by the way, I am not responsible, nor do I maintain any of these action plans. It's the people on my teams that maintain and do this. And this is important for the doctor business owner, or even for the office manager who has direct reports in their departments that are responsible for action plans. If you keep the action plan, if you're responsible for the updating, the maintenance, and the distribution of the action plan, it'll fall apart immediately. No one will care. You'll still be the only one driving the bus. So you give up the action plans. You don't create them. Your team creates them. So I've got one for the company. That's really a very high-level strategic plan. And the two people that work on that are Diane and I. And Diane maintains it when she and I meet about company strategy and anything that's involving Top Practices at a corporate level. You know, she takes care of the action plan and really within moments has it updated and then sent to both of us. I always print it out. I personally print it out and keep it. And in fact, I do that with all my action plans, with the exception of one, which is the next one, and that's our marketing action plan. The marketing action plan and Top Practices is different looking than the one that you see in the sample here, because that one is that's actually a Google document that's sort of set up in the form of an Excel spreadsheet, which has multiple areas that we have all of our marketing efforts laid out. In fact, we have the entire year for Top Practices has been scheduled out. And we make changes, we make adjustments based on things that come up or happen. But as a rule, we really know the activities that we're going to be doing in October, November, December, very soon into January, February, and March. And so you know, we have a second action plan for marketing. Third, we have an action plan, and that's maintained by Elise, who works with me on our marketing. Then we have operations, which is a lot of stuff, and that is handled and by Lori Hibma, who is responsible for much, if not most, of all of the things that we do, and she maintains that action plan for that team. We've got an action plan for sales that is maintained by Dave Ryan, and then we have an action plan for the Practice Management Institute, which is maintained by Cassie. So those are the action plans that I use in Top Practices. All of those are delivered to me, well, and in the way that I will tell you in just a minute. So here's how they work. Remember, here are the rules. Number one, you don't own them. Your people do. The day you decide you're the one that's going to keep track of things and you're going to do this is the day that it falls apart. Do not do that. Second rule, these action plans have to be updated the same day. You know, in real time while you're moving through, you can say things like, okay, well, let's remove that action item because it's completed. That can come off the list. And if you want to hear how a group works with an action plan, you can go inside the library, type in action plan in the search engine, and you should see a mastermind call where I run an actual meeting from an action plan with Tina Del Buono, Peter, and Cassie, and we're just talking about the Practice Management Institute because we built that thing using action plans. And so you can actually get an example of how to utilize this in your team meetings. Updated the same day and emailed to everyone that's in the group. Here's our updated action plan. New date. And now you always have, and remember, by changing the date, you always have this ongoing list of action plans that you can look back and say, well, you know, if you have any questions, you keep a record. I've got action plans going back years, and some of those should probably be removed now. Rule number three, no one can remove items from the action plan without your express agreement and approval. Because that's the one thing about these things. If you get in a situation where somebody's like, I'm just going to take that off there, then you know, I can't remember any of this stuff. Without my action plans, I can't remember anything. And you know, I have a reputation for having this, you know, amazing recollection memory. Don't forget anything. Don't let anything slip because Rem will know. And the only reason is I have action plans. If I didn't have them, I would be like everybody else, you know, thinking, I wonder whatever happened to that, or forgetting you even asked someone to do it. No one can remove. In fact, that is a very serious, one of the most serious offenses that you can commit in Top Practices. It borderlines on dishonesty. If you take a item off an action item list, you could be fired for that, because I have to trust that hasn't happened. Now, I don't trust that it hasn't happened until I can with particular individuals. And the way I handle that is, since I printed out the action plan, every week I print out the new one and I lay them side by side. And as we move down through the action plan, if something doesn't have a line drawn through it, then I'll ask, well, what happened to that? If it has a line drawn through it and it's gone, well, it's supposed to, because I always draw a line through it when it's time to take it off. You can keep, like I said, copies to double check this until really you don't need to do this anymore. I don't have a single person that is working with me on action plans now that I any longer feel the need to do that with. But however, if someone new got the job, boom, I would be right back on it, until such a time that the trust level had risen so high that I didn't need to worry about it, which is where I am with everyone that I work with now on these plans. They would never remove something without it. And then this is how you run your meetings. Let's sit down. Let's go over the action plan. Check, done, done. It's fast. It's quick. It's easy. It's wonderful. Now, that's my operational action plans. That's how I run the company. That's how I ran a big multi-million-dollar division inside a Fortune 100 company. You have action plans, by the way. You can have other ones for individual projects, and they're referenced in the department action plan. So in other words, you might come down through, like, say, something with the MAs, and you'd say, okay, now, how are we going with this project? And they'd say, well, we're moving along. Let's look at the action plan for that project. And now we can look at boom, boom, boom. How is it moving along? The organizational power of this tool is incredible. I cannot overstate. See, when you use action plans, you actually use them, then you never have to say, hey, whatever happened with that? What happened with that? You know, and when you do, people say, oh yeah, I forgot to do that. I'm sorry. That's my fault. My bad, I'll take care of it. I hate that. Don't stand up and take responsibility. Just go ahead and be reliable to begin with. And how do we make sure that happens? Action plans. It increases accountability because people know. People know that they will have to report on the status and the progress of their tasks. I mean, don't you hate it when you sit down, you have a meeting, and everybody talks about this, you say, okay, well, who's going to take care of this? And somebody says, oh, I'll do that. Okay, good. And then what about this? What about that? And then you go away, and then nobody does anything because it leaves their minds the second that they're done. And they're like, oh, yeah. I mean, that is, I hate having meetings where we're pretending we're going to go do stuff. And that is the way most meetings run, by the way. Most meetings are like that. And, you know, people just, you know, they get back into their regular routines and they don't do things. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot that. There's none of that at Top Practices. If you said you were going to do it, we ask you by what date and exactly what that's going to look like. And then you better tell me, because here's the thing. If for any reason you can't achieve an action item on your list by the deadline, then your responsibility, the very moment that you know it's not going to happen, you have to tell the appropriate person. And in some cases, that's me. And say, I got a problem. Here's my issue. I have an action item due on this date. And from what I can see right now, that is, we're going to miss that. When you do that, that gives all of us the opportunity as a team to do what I call manage. That's where you say, oh, okay, why? What's getting in the way? And then you could possibly reprioritize things. You could move the date back if that's what makes sense. You could say, that will not stand. So what are we going to do to make that happen? You get to manage the problem. And so that's the rule. You know, I've often talked about in Star Trek, they have what they call the prime directive. In the Star Trek, that's that if you go to a planet and the people are there or the life forms are there and you can't interfere with the ongoing evolution of life on that planet. You can't do something. You can't, like, give them warp drive because they're not ready for it. Those kinds of things supersede. It's the prime directive. That directive of not interfering with other cultures and other lives on other planets supersedes every other directive that there is in the Starfleet manual. I talk about it like it's actually real. And so anyway, you can't do that. The prime directive at Top Practices is no surprises. Don't surprise me. Don't sit there and scratch the kitty litter over the problem. You tell us the day, the second you know, so we can work on it. Now, the other thing that this does, why this is so is incredible, is this gives you data. It gives you insight and vision into your progress and where there are problems. And you might find management problems because there's people that routinely and regularly don't hit their action item lists. Either it's impossible, you've given them impossible tasks and that needs to be sorted out, or you have a person who fits in that category of just doesn't do what they're supposed to do. That's a different issue, and it's a management problem that you have to solve. But at least you know it. This, by the way, does not replace your weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual numbers. That, you know, reporting on that, the numbers will always tell you everything you need to know. This is different. It doesn't replace your regular tasks and procedures and protocols. This is about projects and tasks that aren't recurring or are now routine. So this is about moving the ball forward in a project way. So you can't manage your company this way. You manage your projects and your growth and your achievement this way. So here's where we go. Teach your staff, first of all, how this tool is to be used by the whole team. Assign action plans to the appropriate team members who are going to manage them, and then just start using them every week, every single time. Go back and review how to use an action plan in a meeting. Now, next time, we're going to talk about how to take these action items and sort them out into 12-week operational plans, because you may not do all of the things on an action item list, and the dates need to reflect that. Oftentimes, we'll come down to an action item list and say, well, wait a minute, this one's not due for 6 weeks, so let's move on. Because if it's not due, we're not going to talk about it. Okay, everybody, we are getting there. We are moving forward. If you're using this summer period and this summer development workshop as your strategic and organizational time for planning, we will hit the ground sprinting in September, October, and the rest of the year on into 2017. Stay on track. And as my good friend, Dr. Peter Wishney, always says, stay focused. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.